You're listening to SBS News.
Some of the biggest risks facing customers using online technology for purchases are security breaches and fraud. And it could be a group of Australian teenagers solving these problems using technology to better protect consumers' privacy. Victoria Cayetano is part of the Knox School team who invented the Pad Pay product for the Conrad Challenge.
Within the world and the global market, there's a lot of credit card fraud, so any point of sale device can be used as identity theft, so any machine like that we can use it as.
She is one of three students who created a device to pay for products using a fingerprint scanner to ensure safe transactions. The 17-year-old has travelled to the US with the FPOST machine to compete in the world finals. Teammate Mitchell Phelan explains how the technology works.
So you tap your card like you normally do at the moment, and then if it's over $100, instead of using your PIN number, you use your fingerprint. So that's a lot more secure than just using your PIN number, and it also means that you don't have to remember a number and it's always there with you.
It's estimated Australians lose $500 million to fraud every year, and most of it happens online. Mitchell Phelan says the feedback he's received so far is that their technology could be viable.
And we also approached a department store and asked them, would this be something you'd be willing to roll out to all of your stores across the country? And they also were really receptive to the idea.
It's the opportunity of a lifetime for these Year 12 students who are taking their invention to the Kennedy Space Center in Florida for the challenge. Bhavesh Karpadia explains there's little risk the fingerprints themselves can be stolen.
The fingerprint is stored on the card itself locally, so it ensures that there's no transmission of that data within the fingerprint. It will be in an encrypted form.
The industry body, the Australian Payments Network, or AusPayNet, is backing the idea. The group's chief executive is Andy White.
It's a fantastic innovation, that use of biometric, and you have seen that elsewhere in the world. But I think if you hear what I said earlier about Australia's great track record, here you've got an Australian innovation that uses that biometric in a powerful way that can potentially be leveraged overseas as well and help solve fraud there.
And there are other benefits to this development. Knox school teacher Michelle Mitchell says the project encourages teamwork and perseverance.
So we've had to rely on our legal studies teacher to help us through the patent process, the art teacher with the design of the FPOS machine and with our first round of 3D printing. And we've also involved a few other people along the way to help with business writing and so forth.
School principal Alan Shaw says there has been a conscious effort to develop entrepreneurial skills in the students.
It's designed to build their confidence and competence in dealing with the adult world while they're young. And this group took on this challenge of the Conrad Challenge, the Innovation Challenge, and have done amazingly well. All power to them.
Mr. Shaw says these students could potentially build a career in this field.
Even if that doesn't occur, they've developed an amazing set of skills and experiences to draw on in the future. But it's certainly true that the young people of today need to be open to inventing their own futures.
Other Australian students taking part in the event at the Kennedy Space Centre have developed different projects, including a water app to reduce drownings. The Knox students are now looking for an investor so they can license their product and roll it out more widely. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.